you're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sonic grooves and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous area whose boundaries are that of imagination. You have now entered Area 54.
Thank you. 54 in high fidelity electronic stereophonic. We'll be right back.
This is about life, love, and unity. A planet of one sound, one sign, one kind of love. Through the music, we are bound forever. Through the sound. Weaving the silken threads of song across the universe. Follow me through to the magic of a million lifetimes, flowing gracefully around the planet of one. We are born of life, love, and unity.
Is just plain weird.
Thank you. listening to Area 54 and the Chill Show here. Tim and Mike with you tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Played a song by Luftschleife. Song's called Budapest Eskimos off of an album called Cult Turkantin. And
I wonder if they have Eskimos in Budapest.
Yeah, I wonder if they have a cult really that drinks out of Turk canteens.
culture canteen.
I know. I know. I'm just making fun of my own pronunciation there. Yeah. Razouf before that did a song called Life, or Live, Love, and Unity, and that's actually title track off their album. Blue States before that did Season Song off of their album called Man Mountain. Great album, Blue States. You know, we kind of pass those guys by a lot, but...
You know, this is an older release from a couple years ago, but it was probably one of their more well-known songs.
Blue States is kind of one of those bands that... You can't really listen to their whole album from beginning to end, but when you mix their tracks and with others, you're always wondering, who is that?
And the CD is only available on both coasts. You can't get this in Middle America.
You can't get in Middle America, sorry. Yeah. You'd have to drive one way or the other, left or right, man. Liftoff before that did a song called Shine off of the Fort Knox 5 compilation called New Gold Standard, and start off the whole set with Chris Joss. The song we put is called Count the Daisies, not Pushing the Daisies. It's Count the Daisies.
Push the daisies and make them come up.
That's right. Off the album, French album, Terrafonic Overdubs by Chris Joss.
We should play some more Ween on the show. We played some Ween like the other month. We had the CD liner on here and popped in one of their tracks. I mean, most of Ween's music's kind of quirky. They can play a lot more Ween actually during the regular programming here on the station.
They're so quirky. I'd love to see them live though. Their albums are so all over the place, and even their recent music that they've just put out, you know, they've been around a while, is still pretty good, and they haven't really changed their style a lot. Their style is almost no style, you know. they'll play they're just so all over the place. They always pick some weird, you know, concept and run with it.
It's almost like, yeah, they could be right. They write nursery rhymes to music.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes feels like that. Hey, Pepe Deluxe has got a brand new album out, and I don't know if there's anything off this album that we can play. It's lying on the ground here. Let me pick it up real quick.
Yeah.
And you chucked it.
I chucked it. There's a couple tracks on it, but not...
The new album's called Spare Time Machine, and it's kind of their ode to the Beatles. This is their Sgt. Pepper's.
This is their Sgt. Pepper. I looked on it for something to play, and you know what? I just decided that I was going to take something off of Super Sound.
I did the same thing. I was listening to the CD the other day, and it's a good CD, but it doesn't really fit our format.
Fit the show.
I think this is for their... Talk about changing styles, though.
They really did, yeah.
But everybody always has to have their ode to the Beatles somewhere, don't they? Ramada's done it in some of their songs.
Sure.
They've been such an influence.
A lot of bands through the years too. Electric Light Orchestra even had their ode to the Beatles, didn't they?
Yeah, and then people have had their ode to Electric Light Orchestra too.
I guess they have
lots
too.
Of samples of those guys.
That's true.
All right, so we went to Super Sound and we pulled a track off of that called "The Beat Experience." Check it out. It's Tim Mike, Area 54.